Welcome to Pure Joe Hack or Hype, the show where I test the latest in wellness, supplements and biohacking so you don't waste your money. Because in health there is no one size fits all, so instead of asking, does this work, I ask a better question. Who does this actually work for? I'm Johanna, Holistic Health and Wellness Coach. Each episode I speak to the experts behind the products, test them myself and give you a clear verdict. Is it hack, hype or does it depend on you? Before we start, a quick reminder that health is personal. Everything discussed on this show is based on individual experiences, expert opinions, and product testing, and should not be considered medical advice. What works for one person may not work for another, so always do your own research and seek professional guidance where appropriate. Right, let's get into today's product. Hello, and welcome to episode 3 of Pure Joe Hack or Hype. I am Johanna, your host, and you're listening on the UK Health Radio. Now, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you stood barefoot on grass, not rushed, not walking to the washing line, I mean really stood there, feet on the earth, for a few minutes? For almost all of human history, that was simply how we lived. Today it is estimated that many of us spend around 90% of our lives indoors, walking on insulated floors and wearing rubber-soled shoes that completely block our connection with the ground beneath us. Barefoot footwear let our feet move more naturally and freely, just like walking barefoot. But then what are grounding barefoot shoes? These are the products I tested for this episode of Pure Joe Hack or Hype. The idea that shoes you wear could reconnect you to the Earth's electrical field sounded, well, pretty far-fetched for me when I first heard about them. But then I met up with a girlfriend for a walk and talk in a park last year, and she was wearing a pair. I was intrigued. So I started digging into the science, not the exaggerated claims you sometimes see online. I mean the actual mechanism, the physics, the psychology, and I discovered something that made me curious to investigate for myself. So during my testing of this brand, I didn't just wear their shoes. I bought a digital multimeter. I tested myself, my husband, my 3-year-old son, and my 5-year-old daughter. I compared barefoot on grass, ordinary rubber trainers, grounding sandals, different sock combinations, and different surfaces. Some of the results were exactly what I expected, others genuinely surprised me. In fact, one product performed almost exactly the same as standing completely barefoot on the grass. And even if you end up deciding grounding isn't for you, I discovered something else that every one of us should probably be thinking about: what our shoes are doing to the way our feet actually function. After all, our feet contain 26 bones, 33 joints, and more than 100 muscles, tendons, and ligaments. They are extraordinary pieces of engineering. And here's something that has fascinated healers and practitioners for thousands of years. Every part of the sole of your foot is believed to be connected to an organ or system in your body through energy pathways called meridians. This is the entire foundation of reflexology, one of the oldest therapeutic practices in the world. Whether you fully subscribe to that or not, it speaks to something that we intrinsically understand. Our feet are not just transport, they are a gateway. Yet most of us squeeze them into narrow, cushioned shoes every single day without giving it a second thought. Before I get into the science, I want to be completely transparent with you and with the brand we're featuring today. Everything I'm about to share in this section is my own independent research. I found it, I read it, I assessed it myself. Bahe have had absolutely no involvement in this part of the show, and they are not endorsing anything I'm about to say. I think that's important to say clearly, because that independence is the whole point of what Pure Joe is about. So what exactly is grounding? Well, your body naturally carries an electrical charge. It builds up from the environment around you, from electrical appliances, mains electricity, synthetic materials, and simply living in our modern world. These are positive ions that can mess up with our natural balance. The earth itself is an enormous reservoir of free electrons and negative ions. When your bare skin comes into direct contact with the natural ground, those electrical charges can equalize for natural balance. That process is known as grounding or earthing. The research on grounding is genuinely interesting and developing. Studies have found associations with reduced inflammation, improved sleep quality, and normalized cortisol levels. One peer-reviewed study published in the Journal of Alternative Complementary Medicine found that participants who slept grounded for 8 weeks showed measurable improvements in their cortisol profiles. Nearly all of them reported reductions in sleep dysfunction, pain, and stress. A 2024 study compared people walking in trainers versus walking barefoot on forest trails over 5 weeks. The barefoot group showed meaningful lower inflammatory markers and higher serotonin levels by the end of the program. So there is some compelling research, but to be honest with you, because that's what this show is about, a 2023 review also noted that many grounding studies have relatively small sample sizes and that effectiveness, well, can vary based on factors like the soil moisture and the surface conditions. The science is promising, but it isn't definitive, which is exactly why I didn't just take anyone's word for it. I will say this, as an independent reviewer, I have freedoms that brands themselves sometimes don't have when it comes to discussing emerging science. That's exactly why shows like this should exist. I can look at the research, test the product, and tell you what I found. My conclusions are my own. They are not the brand's conclusions, and they should not be taken as such. The challenge is that most modern shoes are made with rubber or foam soles, both electrical insulators. They completely block any connection with the ground. That's where Bahé come in. Bahé is a British brand whose mission is to create footwear that works with your body rather than against it. They've developed what they call the ground flow system, which we will learn more about soon. But does the shoe actually reconnect you to the earth? Can it really do what it claims? How do they feel to wear? And who are they actually right for? Well, I have all the results. But before I share them, I want you to hear from the man who built the brand. Alex is the co-founder of Bahé, and I think you're going to find his story and his passion for foot health and natural movement genuinely fascinating. Before we chat to Alex, though, a quick note from our sponsors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. You're listening to Pure Joe Hack or Hype on the UK Health Radio. I'm Johanna, your holistic health and wellness coach, and today we are putting Bahé barefoot grounding shoes to the test. I spent weeks testing these, even with a multimeter in my garden, on the grass, on the sand. I've worn them for 11 and a half hours straight around a wellness summit in London, and what I found genuinely surprised me. But before I give you my results and my verdict, I want you to hear from the man who built this brand. Alex is the co-founder of Bahé, and I think you're going to find his story and his passion for foot health and natural movement genuinely fascinating. Alex, welcome to Pure Joe Hack or Hype.
Hi, Johanna. Thanks for having me. Yeah, excited to get into this, yeah.
Me too.
Thanks for being so thorough as well, testing. I love it.
Love the testings. Right, Alex, so tell us a little bit about your background. Were you always in footwear, or did Bahé come from somewhere completely unexpected?
Well, I've always been in footwear for quite a while, to be honest. My degree was in sports technology, so kind of a bit of design, a bit of sports science. It's quite a general degree up in Loughborough. Mm-hmm. So I kind of covered quite a few different areas. And then I've always kind of been interested in footwear, and I've had foot issues myself when I was younger as well. So I've kind of made me think about it more. And then I kind of started in the industry, and my background wasn't so design focused. So I had to learn a lot of that kind of in the industry and go into factories and work with brands, stuff like that. So it's really exciting. But it was mostly more sort of fashion orientated, to be honest, for a lot of my career, which is quite eye opening when you go into the more health side of things and see how that kind of contradicts quite often. But yeah, I've been in footwear for getting on for 20 years or so now. And then this kind of been a real learning over the last few years, like starting Bahé and everything that's kind of come with that.
Amazing. But you founded Vahe with Kishan, your partner. How did the two of you come together? What did each of you bring to the table in terms of ideas?
Yeah, so it's an interesting one. We actually spent a long time talking about what we wanted to create with the brand. We were in touch and we just sort of like aligned really well, you know, and you kind of connect with somebody and you've kind of got a similar view on a lot of things. And we're like, oh, this is really exciting. And at the time I was doing, I'd left London. My little boy was quite young and we decided to move out of London so he could be more in the countryside. And I was doing work with different brands and startups. And I've always had a lot more passion for like brands starting out when they've got like a real vision for things, because I think when companies get bigger, it's more about, you know, finances and a little bit more dry. It's about like, you know, selling more products as opposed to like really following your belief. And so I've always really enjoyed startups and that kind of culture. And Kishen as well, like he loves that and he's really into running. We're both very like outdoorsy and active, and we wanted to launch like a sports footwear brand. And but we wanted to like really think about what that would be, because there's, you know, it's pretty much one of the most competitive spaces in the world. There's like massive brands, so we wanted to have something that was kind of unique to us and really like resonated with the customers. And we're kind of talking a lot about why people exercise and why they get outdoors and what they want to feel from that. And we felt like a lot of sports brands didn't really quite resonate, because it's very much like, you know, technology for the sake of it, or shaving off a few grams, or like focusing on PBs. Whereas a lot of people think you just want to get out, you want to feel present in nature, you want to feel connected to nature. And so we're like, okay, we want to do something that's for, you know, for that side of things. There's a lot of research into green exercise as well, which is fascinating, about how you benefit more from exercising in nature than indoors. So we're like, okay, we love this. And then around that time, actually, one of my wife's friends was like, "Oh, you should do a grounding shoe." And I was like, I didn't really know what the term meant. I was like, okay, like when I understood it, I was like, okay, this is something I'd do. I'd be outside, I'd go to the beach, I'd be barefoot, but I didn't really have a name for it at that point. So we then started looking into it, researching it, and we're like, this is perfect, because it really aligns with what we want to create, this feeling of like connection with nature, and then actually having that sort of electrical connection to kind of bring everything together and help people more feel more present. Like, you know, maybe you're going for a run, you maybe take a slightly different route so you can be in nature more, because you can be grounded and, you know, everything around that. So we kind of spent a long time thinking about what we wanted to create, and then obviously like Bahé came from that, and then it's kind of evolved as well since then. We didn't start out with barefoot shoes. We had a lot of feedback from customers early on whereby they're saying, "We love the grounding, but we wish they were barefoot shoes." And so that was really interesting. And then that became like a massive like learning thing for us about experiencing that ourselves for like a long period of time, speaking to everybody we could speak to, you know, from experts to people that have transitioned and struggled to success stories, and trying to like piece all that together. And again, like a nice opportunity for us, because we were learning and able to bring that in, as opposed to being a brand which is like dogmatic about this is the one way things should be. So it's like, it's kind of always evolved, I think, the brand. We always wanted to listen to people and challenge ourselves and do
I love
difficult
that.
things to try
So
and,
how long,
yeah.
when did you start? When did you and Tishan come together that it's been that long process?
So we launched in 2022, and we're probably speaking for at least 18 months before that. Like, shoe development's slow. It's like it takes a long time to develop things. Like, I've been working in it for a long time, and like, you know, I've got the supplier base, we've got a really, really good production partner, but like grounding shoes didn't exist in this kind of capacity before. So like the technology for that was quite complicated, and trying to get that across to the supplier, they were like, "We want a running shoe, but it needs to be conductive." It's like, so trying to like work that stuff out was complicated. So yeah, it took a
Wow,
while.
that's phenomenal. Was there ever a moment that you thought Bahe wasn't going to work because of those any of those things? So when you saw, oh, I can't be bothered.
Not so much that. I
No.
think we always felt quite positive about what we wanted to achieve, and I think that's like a really important thing. I think if it's just like a generic brand, then there's so many headaches with footwear, because there's so many challenges. Like, you can't make a shoe until you've got every single component of the shoe. Like, your shoelace will be missing, you can't finish the shoe. Like, it's you have to be like committed to getting everything right. We have a really good production partner, but equally, like, we've grown this ourselves. It's self-funded. We've, you know, lots and lots of, you know, late nights and
I'm sure.
like challenges along the way. So it's not easy. I also homeschool my son, so we're busy. It's like a long day, but like fulfilling. But yeah, there's definitely been challenges along the way.
I love it. Brilliant. So let's talk about the mechanism, just the physics. So, I mean, we've evolved as a species in direct contact with the earth. When did we lose that? And why does it matter from a purely mechanical standing point, do you think?
Yeah, so obviously when we started wearing footwear without it, like, so when we're looking at grounding or whether you're grounded or not, it's whether you are, you don't have to be directly in touch with the ground, but you need to have conductive materials between your body and the ground. So obviously, like, when you're indoors and you have like a wooden floor or you have a synthetic floor, that would block the connection. If you're wearing shoes with thick soles, like, obviously, like, they talk now about synthetic soles and thicker soles. I don't even think really with leather soles you would guarantee yourself to be grounded, because leather's quite dry and often quite thick. So when I've personally tested it, I don't see that it's particularly conductive material. So I think as soon as you start wearing, more substantial footwear, spending more time indoors, and obviously nowadays we've got the added element of the technology side of things. So we spend much more time around, electrical
Yeah.
devices, don't we? And then carpets and cars and all this sort of thing. So yeah, there's lots of things that have happened over the time which just disconnected us. And we might feel like, well, you can still be in nature, right? But if you're wearing footwear that's disconnecting you, then you're not, fully immersed as you could be.
Totally. So, but you have created your ground flow system. Can you explain exactly what's in the shoe that makes this conductive pathway? What materials and how does it work, Alex?
Yeah, so we actually took a bit of inspiration from the safety industry. So, like, you'd have safety shoes which are conductive because of if you need to be grounded for safety purposes. So the technology kind of existed, but what we wanted to do is put that into a performance sports shoe. So we needed to make it lightweight and basically, like, not interrupt of any of the performance elements of it. So the goal is we have to have these layers between your foot and the ground which are all as conductive as possible.
Right.
So the rubber we have on the sole of our shoes has a carbon additive to it. So we always have black outsoles. So they've got that little green triangle on it. And people are often like, oh, that's the grounding bit. Actually, that's the only bit that isn't conductive, because
Oh.
even though people often think that's the other way around.
Yeah.
So we have like this big contact area with the rubber. Then inside the shoe, on the styles that have a midsole, so that's the foam layer, they would have like a loop of a stainless steel webbing, so it's like a thin kind of ribbon, so super flexible, no weight to it really. And then that kind of touches the layer above, which is the strobel board, which is like a structural bit in the shoe which has conductive stitching in it. And then the insole, which is the removable bit, that has like a wavy stitch at the front, so it kind of gives you a really nice contact area, again in this metallic thread. We use stainless steel
Actually,
actually,
we can
which,
actually see one right behind you there. You got one
yeah,
on the
shall I
wall.
have the
Yeah,
shoe up
let's
for you?
see.
I've got
Yeah.
some soles here actually. So this is from our Adapt sole. So you see like
Okay.
the black surface,
Yep.
and then we have this. You see this bit of,
Oh, okay. Yeah.
yeah, so it's obviously
Yeah.
like doesn't affect the flexibility or anything.
No.
And then on top of that, you have the a shoe here, surrounded by shoes in my office at all times. We have the insole, and we use I said we use the stainless steel for the thread,
Amazing. Wow.
which is surprisingly very, very expensive. You'd think it would be cheaper than some other materials, but there's you can use other yarns like silver and copper, but they would tend to oxidize a bit over time, so the performance doesn't remain so good. And obviously within a shoe, you're going to be, feet are going to perspire and whatnot, and on the sandals you're going to be, maybe going into salt water. And so we wanted to make sure the longevity was as good as possible, so that's why we use that. And it's, you've felt the shoes, right? And you've felt the socks, which also use the same yarn. It's like, it's
Yeah.
really soft because it's blended with organic cotton, but it's yeah, it performs really nicely. And then the sandals are slightly different because we don't have all those layers, but we have the rubber outsole again, which is conductive, and then on the inside of the straps has the conductive yarn. So like when that hugs your foot, that's connecting you to the ground.
Wow, that's really interesting about the sandals. Huh, fascinating. Okay, but so when we're talking about grounding, can you tell us which surfaces actually are we grounded on exactly and which are we not? Because I think people are a bit like, well, okay, where am I grounded? Definitely on the grass, on your barefoot, right?
Yeah, like I think, and also with like when the surfaces are damp, it tends to help. So like when it's, I think like wet grass is the ideal situation really. Generally, like natural surfaces you're good with. So like grass, sand, earth, that sort of thing is great. Like wood isn't necessarily. So like often like a dry wood is an insulator. Like if you're in woodland and there's like sticks, and like a tree would often, you'd be grounded if you touch a tree because it's still got the moisture flowing through it, but like dry wood would tend not to be. And then when you're inside like synthetic surfaces, so like you know, if you're on a sports pitch outside, for example, like a 4G pitch or you know, like sports surfaces, they often wouldn't be. Concrete can be. It depends a little bit on the composition and whether you've got like a membrane beneath it. And stone can be, but it's a bit, you know, a bit iffy. But generally, it's like natural surfaces. You're definitely, you're good to go with. So
and then you've got your the five flow grounding socks, which I love these socks. So they've got that stainless steel and the organic cotton blend, which you were talking about, the stainless steel. So how do they work exactly? Are they essential? I mean, obviously you can wear the shoes barefoot shoes inside, but what about other socks and stuff like that?
Yeah, you are generally okay because like your feet perspire a little bit generally and socks are quite thin.
Okay.
Like the actual yarns that socks are made from, so like a cotton, a wool, a polyester, they wouldn't naturally be conductive.
Yeah.
But when we launched the brand, like obviously we appreciated people would most likely be wearing socks, so we always tested it with socks and it does work. But like when I was talking about the ground flow system and all these different layers, like we want them to be as conductive as possible. So with that, we're looking at like the resistance. So if you have a multimeter, you can touch either side of something and you see the resistance. And so like your skin would normally be between 1,000 and 100,000 ohms of resistance. And so with our shoes, the standard we set to achieve when they leave the factory is they need to be under 100,000 ohms. And they're often more like 10,000. It's like, it really varies with the exact materials and whatnot, so it can fluctuate a little bit, but it's normally around 10,000. So like as conductive as your skin.
Wow.
So, but every time you add an extra layer in, you're affecting that. So with the socks, like they're basically zero resistance, so like they're really, really good. So again, with the shoes, all these different layers, the metal yarns, they're basically zero resistance. They're pretty much perfect because they're like conductive, like a wire in your house. The most resistance we have is in the rubber because it's just got this like carbon additive. So that's like the least conductive element of the shoe, but it all works together well. But yeah, with the socks, it's like your feet would generally perspire. So you're kind of okay with normal socks, but like to really get the best experience, that's why exactly why we create those socks. We got asked about it so many times. So we're like, we wanted to do it. And also, you had the toe socks, I believe.
Is that I do, right? Yes. Yeah.
And that's like a bit of a controversial topic. It's like very emotive if people are into it or not. But I think once you get used to it, it's like you've become much more conscious of your toes. And like, you kind of realize also how socks really play quite a big role in like compressing your toes, and you know they're often quite tight on there. And you also hear about like compression socks as a good thing, and I guess maybe for certain people, certain instances, there might be some advantages, but like they are often compressing your feet into unnatural positions as well. So when you have socks that allow your toes to relax and then the shoes as well, it's like kind of bringing everything together.
Yeah, because I have to say, when I first tried them, I mean, that was my first experience anyway with barefoot shoes, was when I tried yours, not the fact that they were grounding as well. But I just wasn't used to having such a wide shoe. And I think a lot of people will be a bit like that. And that's probably one of the biggest mistakes that we're making with our feet at the moment, do you think? Is that we're crushing them into these tiny, tiny, you know, these very slim shoes. Yeah. And then a lot of people are getting the bunions, you know, and the feet are going off that way, the toes are going that way, that bit's going, you know, it's like crazy, isn't it, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of factors with barefoot shoes, and some people and some brands are very purist about it, and we're not really. I think we offer the most, you know, really minimal styles, but we also have some with a bit more cushioning, and I think there's certain factors in terms of cushioning. There's, you know, pros and cons to it for different instances, and also like generally barefoot shoes are zero drop, which means the heel isn't elevated, and so if you remove that, you've got a more natural posture. Again, with that, it takes some adjustment. So there's all these different variables, but I think with like in terms of toe space, that's the one where I think everybody agrees, like it's healthier for your feet if your toes can be like spread out more, they can function, they can help you balance, they can flex properly. There's like, they're just not able to work properly in normal shoes. And I think once you've experienced more natural footwear,
freedom,
going back,
foot freedom,
yeah, right. And then going back, it's like, whoa, like,
yeah,
it's such a contrast, isn't it?
Even worse when you're trying to get them into a pair of high heels, Alex.
Yeah. I can
barefoot
imagine.
High heels.
Whoop. Yeah.
So that would be cool. So actually talking about the flatness, you actually sent me a pair of heel lifts. That's purposely what they're for as well. Do you want to explain those?
Yeah, totally. So like There's obviously a few changes when you go from conventional shoes to barefoot shoes, and so like in terms of the toe space, there's no real downside to it. Like there's a bit of a psychological thing because they look a bit different, and you can they feel a little bit roomy, and so there's like getting over that, but there's no real downside to it. You'll gradually adjust, and that's fine. But going from like a raised heel, and I'm talking like a sports shoe, not necessarily a high heel, but like a sports shoe often has 8 to 10 millimeters of heel rise. So you go from that to zero, which is significant because your calves have to adjust, your Achilles tendon has to adjust, and your tendons, to ask that to work over such a significant extra range is a lot. And a lot of this came from my personal experience. When I started wearing this kind of footwear, I had shoes from a few different brands. Got one which was like super minimal, really barefoot, you could really feel everything beneath your feet, and then one which was more cushioned. And it was good because different things, different circumstances kind of was really advantageous. But I found the soft ones were like too soft, and that meant that like my heel dug in even more, and it put even more strain on my Achilles. So my experience was like it hurt my Achilles quite a bit to begin with. And like a lot of people, you enjoy exercising, so you want to keep on doing it, and you overdo it, right? And then you suffer because you've done that. And so that experience is like, okay, like with what we want to do, we need to give people solutions for that. So part of that is education, but also like tools whereby you can switch to the barefoot shoes, but you can like taper that down. So you can put two of those in and you can have almost the same heel lift as a conventional shoe, or you can put one in and it's kind of a middle ground. But it just gives you that sort of like bridge and allows you to gradually work down, listen to your body a little bit more, not overdo it. Because the other thing is with barefoot shoes, often people will advise you, if you're running or active, just cut that down a bit, do a little bit less. And that's fine, I get that. And I think that's correct. You need to build capacity. But equally, it's fun, isn't it? People want to run, they want to be out walking, they don't really want to cut that out too much. So we wanted to create tools which kind of allowed you to keep active whilst your feet adapt. So that's kind of the idea
Amazing.
behind that.
And speaking about adapt, I mean, that's also why you created your mode system. Do you want to talk us through that?
Yeah, for sure. So that's unique to us, really. That is again something we wanted to create, which was a bit different to what we saw out there in the industry. So there's a lot of brands that are quite sort of dogmatic about barefoot shoes being super thin and as flexible as possible. And the theory of it's good, but a lot of people's feet aren't ready for it. Like we obviously evolved without shoes, but we've adapted to wearing shoes over a long period of time, right? And we're often on quite hard surfaces. So you hear a lot of people that have been sold this dream of barefoot shoes, they've started wearing them and they found it quite hard because they weren't ready for it. So what we wanted to do is create products which allowed people either a way in, so they could start with a bit of cushioning and then work their way down to less if they wanted, or to give them options for different activities. So like what we found really interesting is that a lot of people who are still ex like experienced with barefoot shoes, they still want cushioning for running because like they just need it. They're doing quite high impact activities over a long period of time. So that's the reason. I should actually explain what they are, actually. So you said about the modes. So what it is basically is we have the same models. So the same foot shape fit, the same zero drop sole, still very flexible, the same designs essentially, but they're on three different levels of sole cushioning. So one of them is 22 millimeters of cushioning, which is kind of similar to a lot of classic running shoes. Then we have one in the middle, which is 14 millimeters, so kind of quite minimal. So you get a really good ground feel, but still good flexibility and a little bit of cushioning. And then we have Flex, which is our most flexible one, which is just the rubber outsole. So then you get the maximum ground feel. And then we've also made them so that you can take the insole out, or you can add an extra one in to kind of give you a little bit more leeway as well. So like if you want a bit more cushioning, you can add an extra one in. If you want a bit more ground feel, you can take the insole out. So again, just trying to help people like customize for different experiences and different surfaces. Because yeah, like I think what's really interesting is I think you become a lot more aware once you're wearing this kind of footwear. So if you're on a hard, smooth, flat pavement, it's not really very enriching for your feet, I guess. It's like quite a high impact. Whereas even if you walk on a very hard ground, which is natural, with stones or earth or just some undulations, it just like it awakens your feet so much more. You like it kind of almost massages your feet. It kind of creates a bit more mobility amongst the joints. So different things really do call for different products. So that's what we wanted to create, kind of options for different circumstances.
Very thoughtful, I have to say. So you can then, and also you're going to a much wider base of people that way as well, aren't you? Because everyone will sort of come from whatever angle they're at. But what about orthotics or corrective insoles? Can we put those inside your shoes or not?
So from a just purely the footwear perspective, yes, you can, because you can take the insole out and you can put one in, or you can stack it on top depending on what the orthotic is. From a grounding perspective, you do have to be a bit more mindful. So, like as I said, for it to work in that regard, you need to have this continuous, series of conductive materials. So if you had a full length orthotic which went right to the front of the shoe, you would block that. So when people ask us about this, what we suggest is you can get conductive tape. So it's often made with like a silver, sometimes called like Faraday tape. You can buy it online, it's pretty cheap, and you just take the film off of it, and if you wrap that around the front of the orthotic, so the position of the conductive thread on the insole, then you'll basically ground it. It's a work a really good workaround, which is really effective. So you
Very
can,
clever.
but it's a little bit of a trick to make you grounded still.
Amazing. But you do actually sell also your own insoles too, don't you? So you could put them in.
Yeah, so
Your
our insoles wouldn't be
fits.
considered like an orthotic insole. They're not
No.
giving you extra support in the arch, or they're not trying to correct any sort of. There's obviously like often backgrounds to why people have orthotics. So ours aren't trying to do that. Ours are pretty flat. So the idea of them is they can be stacked. So if you want more cushioning, if you want a bit more of a snug fit, they work for that. But they're not like orthotic type insoles as such.
No, fair enough. And here in the UK, we are going through crazy heat wave. So let's talk about your sandals for a minute. I know that you're currently redesigning them. Is that right? Tell us a little bit about what that vision is there.
Not a radical redesign,
No.
but yeah, we update them a little bit. Again, a nice thing for us as a brand, being relatively small still, right? So we are the people designing the shoes, work with manufacturers, but also like hearing directly from the customers. So it's really good, and like we really value that. Like as companies get bigger, you end up with so many steps between the people creating the product and the people listening to customers or making decisions. So like we're still at a point where we can do both of those things, which is really lovely. So like we launched the sandals and we had a really good response to it, but we felt there was a few little things we can improve, and these are like subtle things, moving things by a few millimeters here and there. But like we moved the toe post in slightly so your foot was aligned better. We brought the straps at the back in slightly so it doesn't feel tighter, but it feels like more like snug around your foot. And then we added an extra O-ring, which are the sort of the plastic loops, so that you can basically tighten them up a bit more. If you've got a very slim foot, we're finding that there's a lot of excess on the strap if you wanted to like really tighten them up. So now we've adjusted that so there's a bit more it gives it a little bit more leeway. And then also we changed the back. There's like a bit of padding on the back so it's comfortable against your Achilles. And again, generally like 99% of people were fine, and one or two people were like, oh, I found that slipped slightly. So we've changed the material on that so it's a little bit more grippy. So it's
Interesting.
like sandals are funny because they're like they look simple, but you've got so little, like hardly anything to work with. So you've
Work
got to
with,
make every
yeah.
little, yeah, every
Yeah, I
bit of
can
effort
imagine they're
count
probably the
to do its
trickiest
job.
out of all of them, aren't they?
Yeah, they are actually. There's a lot of backwards and forwards to get it right. But yeah, so we've just kind of, and the same with all of our products. Like we always just like listen to things, and if we can make little improvements along the way, we do that. And yeah, we want to try and work very like consciously, because I think as well, like this is something Kisha and I thought about when starting the brand. It's often not a very nice experience shopping for footwear because it's very overwhelming and you're not sure what product's right for what activity, and brands just release new stuff all the time and you go through the cycle of like a new launch, you don't know whether you need that one or the old one, and it's just difficult. So we wanted to be very conscious about like launching things and making little improvements, and then only doing something new when we could do something like meaningfully different. So yeah, the sandals were definitely a challenge as part of that.
It's great though, because you're evolving due to feedback and stuff all the time, which is amazing. You're really creating them for the people, as it were, rather than just putting them out there and hoping that somebody will buy them. So I think
Yeah.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Because a lot of the big brands are not embracing barefoot at all, are they? Why do you think that is? They're just all grounding.
Yeah, for sure. It's interesting. I think there's a few angles to it. I think one is like, does it make commercial sense for them? Because it's still super niche and not a lot of people know about it. So these brands, the bigger ones are like multi-billion dollar companies, and even the smaller ones are like, they're on a really big scale. And for them to continue to do that, they just have to sell a lot of stuff at a good margin. So it becomes a numbers game as opposed to like how can we, do the right thing or challenge ourselves. So I think there's an element of that. And even like the grounding thing is quite niche. Not a lot of people know about it still. And even barefoot, like you hear about it a lot more now. And if you go online, people are talking about it. And but like in real life, if you walk around, and not a lot of people are wearing barefoot shoes still. So I think there's definitely an element there that the big companies just don't see a big enough opportunity yet. I think traditionally as well, there was literally a lack of awareness because there's, these companies are huge and complex, and people are good at their quite siloed jobs, but they're not necessarily trying to look at the bigger picture. I think that has changed a bit. I do think a lot of the bigger sports brands now are aware, but I think it's a little bit tricky for them because to do barefoot products, it's kind of highlighting that the other products are not barefoot, and how does that, it kind of creates quite a sort of jarring range. So for us, like we had our original shoe, which wasn't a barefoot fit, and people really liked it, and we got good feedback, and then a lot of people were like, oh, we wish that you did barefoot style shoes. So we, we invested a lot in that and learned about it, and challenged ourselves to work out what we wanted to create there. But to really launch it, we had to make a decision to cancel our previous style, which was our best-selling style, to commit to this thing, because we'd learned and we were like, okay, let's do what we think is right, what we've learned is the right way to go. But we were in a position to do that because we were a few years in, whereas the big companies aren't going to cancel their whole range. So I think there's a lot of quite complex elements to it. It's quite interesting, but I think for us as a smaller brand, it's like that's the opportunity to keep on trying to like spot those things that are like opportunities to do things a bit differently.
Definitely. I love it. So who would you say, in your words, are but their Bahe shoes are really perfect for? What kind of person would you describe it for?
I don't know if I could, to be honest. It's very, I think we're quite unusual as a brand. We have like such a diverse audience. We have like elite athletes buy our shoes, like there's players at the World Cup have bought our shoes, which is amazing for us. We just like we're sports fans, so we love it. But then a lot of people are, more from the sort of the health side of things as well. Like that's really kind of where we found our feet initially with the grounding element. And then a lot of people into the barefoot, like just the, barefoot natural movement space, and then run. It's like it's very diverse. I think what really kind of like ties everything together is people that are just kind of looking for like a quite a holistic approach to like wellness and performance, like trying to, just better themselves and make the most of opportunities they have. Like, generally people are out walking a certain element of the day, so why not make that a time where you can be grounded or you can allow your feet to move more naturally? So whether you're like an athlete or you're just trying to be healthier, like that same thing kind of ties in. So it's a bit of a challenge in some ways because like when we're trying to talk to our audience, there's not like one type of person we're trying to talk to, but it's kind of, I guess that like shared belief is the thing that ties it together, which is nice.
I love that. Fantastic. So what's next for Bahe? Any new styles, products, anything exciting happening that you can share, apart from obviously the sandal development?
Not too much I can share at the moment, but we're always kind of working on new things in the background, trying to work out some complicated things and try and do things that don't currently exist. So there's some stuff that's probably like a little bit further down the line, but we do have a new style we're going to launch in probably November. So definitely like keep an eye out for that. We'll probably start teasing it soonish. So that'll be a nice like addition to the range. So yeah, stay tuned.
Amazing. Great. Okay. And can you tell everybody where we can find you, follow you, and shop your range, please, Alex?
Yeah, sure. So we're on all the social media channels. Generally our handle is behe.movement. We're most active on Instagram, so, and also, we're the other end of that. So if people have ever got any like questions about anything, like we'll, directly reply or send a voice note, whatever. I know there's a lot of confusion often about if you're new to this kind of footwear, like where should you start and that sort of thing. So you can always ask us stuff there. We have Lauren, who's our in-house physio, manages the account as well, so she's able to give good advice. And then we have our website is behe.co, so BAHE.co. So yeah, our range is all on there. And then we have a quiz actually on the website as well, which kind of guides you to which will be the right style for you. And there's quite a lot of educational content on there as well, again, to try and, if people are new to barefoot shoes or they just want to like, improve their foot strength or whatever, we try and be as educational as possible. So you can
That
reach us
is
there.
before you buy the shoes, you can actually answer this questionnaire and it will suggest the perfect shoe, your what you recommend for a shoe, which I think is amazing. So well done. And Alex has kindly offered everybody a discount on all products on the Bahe website. So stay tuned to the end of the show to get that code and the details. Well, I think time is up now, Alex. So thank you very much. This has been absolutely fascinating. And thank you for joining me on Pure Joe Hack or Hype.
Thanks, Jay. It's been great. Thank you.
Now we are going to hear from our sponsors, but don't go anywhere because when I come back, I'm going to give you my full, honest, bio-individual verdict on Bahe barefoot grounding shoes and sandals. Are they hack? Are they hype? Or does it depend on you? Stay with me.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to Pure Joe Hack or Hype. Right, let's get into the results. Before I do, I want to be clear about something. What follows is entirely my own testing and my own conclusions. I designed the test, I carried it out, I'm interpreting the results. None of this has been directed or endorsed by Bahe. I think that matters because it means you can trust what I'm about to tell you is genuinely independent. What I measured is electrical conductivity. That's something we can objectively test with a multimeter. Whether grounding delivers wider health benefits, better sleep, reduced inflammation, lower cortisol is a much bigger question, and the scientific evidence is still evolving. This isn't about proving every health claim, it's about testing what can actually be measured and then letting you decide. So I did this using an Astro AI digital multimeter. They're available on Amazon for around £15. I set it to AC voltage at 20 volt range, put the red probe to my inner wrist and the black probe into the soil. It gives you a reading of the electrical charge your body is carrying relative to the earth. This isn't a medical test. It doesn't diagnose anything. All it tells us is whether electricity is flowing between your body and the earth. But that's exactly what these shoes are designed to do. So it's a perfectly fair place to start. One thing to understand before I share the numbers, higher doesn't mean healthier. These readings simply show the electrical potential between the body and the earth. The aim is for the potential to reduce when you're grounded. Think of it like a battery equalizing. Barefoot on the grass is your gold standard, full connection. Rubber trainers should give you zero, completely insulated. And grounding shoes should land as close to barefoot as possible. I went outside and I tested my whole family. My daughter, who is 5, she was 6 volts barefoot on the grass. My son, who is 3, he was 8 volts. And my husband was 11 volts. And I was mixing between sort of 13 and 14 volts. Every single person different. Same garden, same grass, same moment in time. Such a vivid reminder that bioindividuality isn't just a phase. It starts incredibly early in life. Now, rubber trainers. Every single member of my family got 0 volts, flat zero, completely cut off from the earth beneath them. But what about with the Bahe shoes? Well, the Revive Flex, those are my black trainers,
was consistent, 8 volts, whatever socks I wore. With the thinner sole, conductivity is strong enough to work regardless. 8 volts against my barefoot baseline of 13. Not perfect, but significantly better than zero. The Revive Adapt was more interesting. Barefoot inside the shoe was 10 volts, almost perfectly matching my barefoot baseline. I was genuinely surprised. Then I put on the my normal socks and it dropped to 3. 3 volts from 10 to 3. Just from a pair of socks, cotton socks, might I add. And then with the Bahe 5 Flow Grounding socks back up to 7. 7 volts. The socks genuinely measurably matter. If you buy the Adapt, please buy the grounding socks with it. This is not me trying to sell you something. It's the data telling you something. The real star of the show, however, was the sandals. 13 volts on the grass, matching my 4 barefoot baseline. Almost exactly. Of everything I tested, the sandals performed the best. And in summer, when that's what you're going to be wearing, remarkable. You're probably asking, but how do they feel every day to wear? Well, let me tell you about the day that really sold me on these shoes. I wore the Revive Adapt, the white ones, for 11 and a half hours straight, up to London on the train, around a wellness summit, walking constantly, except for a few talks, and then back home again. It was a serious day on my feet. And my feet were completely comfortable from start to finish. No aching, no heat building up. None of that familiar end of the day feeling where you just want to kick your shoes off the moment you walk through the door. My feet felt spread out, natural, like they had room to just be feet. I felt grounded, connected, solid, very present in my body throughout the entire day. In fact, several people at the summit commented on my shoes. They said that they looked good, asked where they were from, and they recognized them immediately as barefoot shoes. So there is a community out there around this, just people who get it. And I've been wearing them for strength training, all my exercises at the gym, that kind of thing. They feel stable, they feel connected, giving my feet the space and natural grip to move with real control. There's no wobbling, no disconnect, just your feet doing what feet are supposed to do. One weekend I took my children to a pick your own farm, 2.5 hours on my feet in the soil, in the sunshine, in my black flex. And honestly, it was quite meditative. I felt calm, present, completely at one with nature. I don't know how much it was the shoes or how much it was just a beautiful day, but I know I didn't want to take them off. Anyway, I was nervous about the wide toe box to begin with. I have very slim feet and at first they felt too wide. But within a day or two, that feeling completely changed. Freedom is the only word for it. I now find myself looking at other people's shoes in the gym going, your poor feet. One practical note is that spot clean only. You cannot put these trainers in the washing machine. So if you love the white ones like I do, factor that in. Honestly, I wear my Bahe shoes regularly now, and my Adapt white ones are my favorites. They've become part of my everyday. My feet can finally breathe and spread and move the way they are designed to. As for the sandals, I have the older version. There is a new design coming, as Alex said. The one I have has the toe post, which honestly, I've never really found that design comfortable for any sandal or flip-flop. Still, I wore it for testing. The comfort is almost there. It's great padded heel strap, but the toe post for me personally just kept rubbing. I prefer the strap over the top of the foot. Alex told me the new design has fixed any potential for rubbing, so I'm sure that anyone decides to purchase the sandals, you will have no issues. And when the foot strap version ever come out, then I will be up there ordering a pair. The only other thing I would say I would quite like is maybe a wider range of colour options, but that's just me. I love colour to brighten up my day. As for the sandals, cost around £89. The Flex shoes are around £139 and the Adapt shoes are £149. And considering the amount of detail in the design and the function of these shoes, I think that's pretty reasonable. Okay, it's verdict time. This is my bio-individual breakdown. These are my conclusions based on my own testing, my own research, and my own experience wearing these shoes. They are not the brand's claims, they are mine. For me, Bahe barefoot grounding shoes are a hack. I genuinely believe everyone should own at least one pair. They're designed to let your feet move more naturally, allowing your toes to spread instead of being squeezed into narrow conventional footwear. The more natural foot position you can take, a little bit of getting used to if you've worn traditional trainers and shoes all your life, but stick with it. Once your feet adapt, they really do appreciate the extra freedom. If you're someone who wants to reconnect with nature more intentionally, Bahe shoes give you a way to build that into your daily life without even thinking about it. One thing I highly recommend is completing the Bahe's online foot assessment before you buy. It helps you choose the right model for your feet. My advice is simple, just start somewhere. And if you work out mainly in a gym or a studio, the grounding benefit is limited indoors. These shoes only conduct on natural outdoor surfaces. That said, the wide toe box and the zero drop design still has a real value for foot strength and natural movement. Are they fashion trainers? Not really. They're designed with function foot health first, but they are comfortable, very well made, and most importantly, they deliver exactly what they promise. Bahe shoes help you stay connected to the earth without going completely barefoot. Their socks help, and worn alone, I find that the socks can be a great way to transition into barefoot shoes. No matter what your sport of choice is, even if it's just walking, Bahe has a shoe for you. Your feet will thank you. As for the grounding sandals, I would also put them down as a hack, as long as you're comfortable with the toe post design. Get the latest version for extra comfort. Honestly, there is no hype here with Bahe. Finally, let's put it all together. So my Pure Joe scores, 5 categories marked out of 5 stars. We go 4 stars on science. The conductivity evidence is real and measurable, but the wider health claims are still developing. 5 stars out of 5 on quality. They are beautifully engineered shoes. 4 stars on value. They are an investment, but they are a considered one. 4 stars on the ease of use. The zero drop transition may take a little bit of time to adjust. Everyone is different. 5 out of 5 stars on the bio-individual relevance. If there's one product I've reviewed that truly works differently for different people, this is the one. Now, if after all that you would like to try a pair of Bahe shoes for yourself, head to bahe.co, bahe.co, and use the code PUREJOE, PUREJO in capitals at the checkout for 10% off. One final thought, as a mum, we are raising a generation almost never electrically connected to the earth. Whether you buy Bahe shoes or not, go outside and take your shoes off. Stand on the grass, let your kids run barefoot. It costs nothing, it takes 30 seconds, and your body will know exactly what to do with it. A quick note before we go, the products featured in today's episode were gifted to me by Bahe for the purpose of this review. As always, gifted or not, it's my testing, my results, and my verdict entirely on my own. Thank you so much for listening to Pure Joe Hack or Hype. If this episode helped you, follow the show and share it with someone who's ready to stop wasting money on wellness trends. You can find me on Instagram at johanna_livewell.travelmore and at purejoe.com. I'll see you next time where we put another product to the test. Because if it's not right for you, it's not worth your money. God bless and stay well your way. Thank you for listening to Pure Joe Hack or Hype. If this episode helped you, follow the show and share it with someone who's ready to stop wasting money on wellness trends. You can find me on Instagram at johanna_livewell.travelmore and at purejoe.com. I'll see you next time where we put something else to the test. Because if it's not right for you, it's not worth your money. God bless and stay well your way.